Hello. If you're one of the people messaging me about orchestra tickets, yes, they're on sale. The site did crash because of high traffic today. But I think they'll be able to sort it out in the next few minutes. So hang tight. Also, the site crashed because of high traffic. Thanks.
Hi, this is James Pulley. Welcome to Perf Bites News of the Damn Daily Edition for the 29th of October, 2020. Today's edition is brought to you by Folk Consulting Services. Folk Consulting Services has more than 15 years of experience as a high-caliber, industry-leading services provider of application performance testing, monitoring, and management with a strong background in software quality assurance. At Folk Consulting, we believe we have the greatest consultants in the world, and we love growing our customer-focused relationships. Find out more at www.folkconsulting, that's FOULK consulting.com. SaaS, the final frontier. A buffet of services from help desk ticketing to e-commerce. No hardware, no dedicated resources, not on site, pay as you go by user. A miracle of the modern information technology age. What could possibly go wrong? Well, a lot as it turns out. Just today, a small e-commerce shop found out the hard way. The website, georgenotfound.shop, that's right, georgenotfound.shop, went down with symptoms typical of load. Was it George's site on a spot sale for a really cool t-shirt which caused the outage? We don't know. Was it the other sites in a multi-tenant hosting model with merch for all? George's SaaS e-commerce provider? We don't know. Was it natural or governed just at the time of highest spot load? Great questions. We don't know. Lots of questions. Lots of questions which are not unlike those you will face with any SaaS software application which fails to perform. And I'm not suggesting that I'm picking on the big guys here, but there are well-known examples of SaaS applications in the market, such as Salesforce, ServiceNow, Appian as a platform, and Phenom. I would encourage you to look very, very carefully at your end user agreement for any SaaS application that you're considering. Find the area of the contract dealing with service level agreements. What we have found, and what you will probably find, is that there is a universal commitment to uptime. But what does that really mean, uptime? We review a lot of SaaS contracts, and I haven't yet crossed paths with a SaaS agreement which will contractually obligate a SaaS provider to a response time with penalties for a failure to perform. Now, for an in-house IT organization, if I don't have any obligation for a response time, hey, that would be fantastic. Think about that from a SaaS provider perspective. Hey, that's fantastic for them too. Can't hold them accountable. I'm not suggesting that this contract piece does not exist anywhere in the market. I just haven't run across it. So it could be out there. I would hope to see it one day in a contract, because I think this is taking care of your customer and recognizing their business needs and their business risk. I think it would be a great market differentiator to include this contract language as a, I hate to say it, a contract bomb for your competitors who lack the same commitment to your customer's end user performance. Can you imagine you're evaluating vendor A and vendor B for a comparable software as a service offering, and vendor A and vendor B both commit to uptime? Hey, fantastic, five nines. Hey, gotta like that. But vendor B says they'll commit to response times in accordance with Google Rail, 5 second to render of the client. And vendor A not only doesn't have that language, but they won't even entertain modifying the contract to include it. I would think that would be a great competitive offering as a differentiator, particularly if you're a smaller player in the market and you're going up against the big guys, you can use this to kind of niggle them in the sales process, you know, to put a little thumb in the rib cage type of thing and say, hey, you know, I'm going to make you uncomfortable because I am going to accept responsibility for response times for my end users. And just see what happens to the behavior of the larger player. Over time, this should shift the market. But as of right now, we don't have one of those catalysts in the market that I'm aware of. It could be out there. I would hope that it is. And just as another thought here, you know, software that takes 120 seconds to respond is technically still up. But would it actually meet your mission needs? Probably not. I don't know a single company that would wait 2 minutes for a response time and consider that acceptable. But if you have no contract language that enforces your need, it's going to be very difficult to go back to your SaaS provider. Some of these SaaS vendors will even reserve the right to govern load at the time of your highest load in order to ensure the uptime requirements of other people where you share hardware in a multi-tenant environment. So think about that. You have your highest sales day ever, or you have something which drives your direct sales organization, or you have an internal help desk and you have something going on, but the piece of software as a service software that you're using all of a sudden sees a spike in load from your organization that might impact their service level agreement with another organization, so they govern you. How is that going to help your business? It's not. And now you have two problems. You have, you know, the problem which caused the spike, or the good thing which caused the spike, and now you also have being governed that you can't take advantage of what's going on. Very, very tough. I've even been in sales presentations where SaaS vendors are very excited to talk about their performance and highlight it as no problem, and of course they meet all performance goals. And yet the language does not show up in the contract or end-user agreement for signing up with the SaaS solution. It's even difficult to obtain a proactive view of performance that we've come to be accustomed to with internal applications. Options to integrate real user monitor agents are limited. Sometimes you can work around this with marketing beacon data from tools such as Google Analytics or Adobe Omniture, but this is far from guaranteed. And even then, you face limitations with solutions such as Adobe, which subsamples instead of providing 100% accounting on every user and every request. So there's an opportunity to miss something that you would normally catch. What I'm getting at here, both directly and indirectly, is moving from an in-house or a platform as a services solution where you manage the platform to a SaaS solution is not necessarily a zero-sum game when it comes to performance. You're going to give up some proactive visibility, particularly on the real user monitoring side. You're going to give up a commitment to response time that you would hold your own IT organization accountable to. And I think this is a really significant item. A lot of managers see this as, oh, well, we're just moving it into the cloud and someone else is going to manage it. Well, no, you can't call them up and yell at them at 3 a.m. like you would your own IT staff when things aren't performing well. You're going to give up a degree of control, and for that, you have to accept an additional amount of organizational risk that on your highest load days, that your SaaS vendor may fail to perform, or it will become so slow that it's effectively down, even though uptime will technically not be impacted. And you may not even be able to hold them accountable as long as the system responds to show that it's up, even though it is not responsive. What is your recourse in that case? Well, you can take it back in-house, or you could move to another SaaS provider of a comparable service, but then you're going to face the same contract language. The industry, of course, plays on the fact that you've moved, you've probably decommissioned hardware, you may have given it to a local university, you have let go expertise in this space. So the cost of switching is high. And the performance that you're going to get by moving is not guaranteed. So in that case, you're most likely to stay, even if you have poor performance. So just keep that in mind. Does this risk the beginning of this conversation? What is the cost of a sale not made? In the case of George Not Found, they sell t-shirts and sweatshirts and things of that nature. What is the opportunity cost of a customer who did not return after the outage? Maybe they had a sale in progress and, well, you lost that magic moment in time. And what is the reputational damage for further sales? If you're unique enough, maybe you can survive this and you don't have to worry about it. Every organization would like to think that they're so unique that their customers won't go elsewhere. And while other products may not be a perfect substitute, just for the fact that you're able to buy them and not be frozen out means they're an acceptable substitute. I know, lots of questions, more than answers on this edition of The Daily Damned, because SaaS does provoke lots of questions that really need to be thought through as you make the switch or before you make the switch to a SaaS provider. I would encourage everyone who has a current SaaS provider to pull your contract, read the SLA language, see if your SaaS provider is committing to a response time. If they are, fantastic. You have a gem. Hold on to that vendor. If they're not, when it comes time to renegotiate your contract, it's time to talk to them about committing to a response time which is acceptable for your organization and meet your business needs. Please take that into consideration. If you would like your Site Down event covered on The Daily Damned, please feel free to send an email message to notd@perfbytes.com. I'm James Pulley, and this has been Perf Bytes News of the Dam Daily Edition for the 29th of October, 2020. Today's edition of the News of the Dam Daily Edition is brought to you by Folk Consulting. Find out more at www.folkconsulting.com. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.